This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's high frequencies. We are listening to Capricorn Drive. My name is Complexion. We are right in the middle of Tech Focus. We're just talking about how modern large screen smart TVs are now available at far more accessible price points. They're just a lot of affordable options, you know, that are offering us strong value without the premium prices. And I asked you earlier on if you would trust a lesser known TV brand if it offered a bigger screen and similar picture quality for less money, or do you stick with the known names, the bigger brands, for the peace of mind? What has been your experience?
Comes one, I got 2022. I bought a smart, nicely unknown brand television again.
Sure.
And then as angry and disappointed until today. Nde loring e di lor ke be interested ko re kirile ke tsana ka mo shopping ya ka khumanela re ba di lightile mo la one so ka khatla le ka mo di intendi picture ka ona, then it never disappointed me. Ya ba mpa go pulela gore is majijana e ko reka dintho tsa o tsana le di electric appliance a ke sa lebella brand ke no lebella gore ke a nya ka tsaka e lebella ka itratra ga e bona ro ke ya no e ka mo kholeng ka ona ni e tampere ke ke u tsheli 6 men le ka mo kholo re nge ba reka ka ona. So yeah, na ka mo kholo re bophelo bo butura ka ona ni jwe ke lebella ntwe ke nya ka ke lebella brand ke no lebella ka tsaka e aligna ga e assessa e ke bona re sharp then ka jia ke le boga ke tsepo gonyane ka mo le phala le team.
Hi team, great show as usual.
Thank you.
Yeah, for me I'm a big obsessed with a certain brand that I can't mention, but my TV and phones, it's that brand or nothing. This is like my third TV, same brand. This is phone number 5, I think. Same brand as the TV and the fridge, specifically for that same big name that I can't mention. But TV, phone, as well as the fridge is the same company, or made from the same company.
But let's be honest, generally when it comes to appliances, I mean, there are some brands that I'm not going to mention by name, but they are regarded as premium brands. You know, some of them, they are in the kitchenware. They do your toaster, they do your kettles, they do your blenders. And these are fairly new. They were not there when we were growing up. But they've done exceptionally well when it comes to marketing, and everybody just wants to have one. And I've never heard anybody complain about it and said it's not known compared to the old brands that I've been loyal to over the years.
Hi, team, how are you?
Sure.
TV, man. It's only me and the family watching at home. So the whole community, they can't see that it's fake or whatnot. So I'll go with whatever big screen that will give me good quality. But when it comes to the car, man, I'm a man driving out there, you know what I'm saying? And people are looking at me, so I cannot go for the other names that I don't want to mention here on the radio station. I'll rather go for that car. So when you enter a certain place, they'll be like, yes, this guy. You know what I'm saying?
This one says, "Hola team, gone are those days when it was worth it to be loyal to a brand you know. These new brands be offering better quality features than the brands that we are used to, and for a lesser price. After all, the new brands offer the same warranty as the brands that we are used to." Nditaki, speaker in Palabora, I went for a lesser known TV brand because, number one, same quality at a lesser price, UHD. Number two, larger screen at a lesser price. Number three, the warranty I got was the same as the bigger brands. Lastly, I made sure that I bought the TV at a reputable store. I've been watching without any disturbances in the picture quality or any issues at all for 5 years now. Thank you. And the last one says, "Hi, I brought a 50-inch of a lesser-known brand in 2009 and still working perfectly." This is from Solomon Kodisang. Let's see if Zai might help you on what to look out for as far as purchasing a TV is concerned. But with so much technology these days, we are encouraged to focus on specification, performance, and value for money rather than the brand names. Adai Zobo is a tech expert joining us on the line. You heard what people had to say. Let's talk about the technical features that we as buyers should focus on to judge the real value, as opposed to just circling the TV.
Just as a principle, before I go into the technical features, cheap is always expensive, right? That's the thing that we've always grown up knowing. But now the gap between cheap and expensive in terms of quality is lessening, such that you have to be really careful and look at the spec, like you say. So the first thing that you have to do is that when you go into a shop, don't just listen to the sales rep when they're telling you, because they've got an incentive to sell these things, and maybe they're commission-driven as well.
Mm-hmm.
But so use ChatGPT or AI, you'll be able to get some of these things. For example, what is the difference between LED, QLED, or OLED, you know? So you find that most of the cheaper TVs have LED only, and if you go QLED and OLED, then you know it's a bit better in terms of style enhancement and stuff like that. Then look at things like resolution. I mean, nowadays, if your TV doesn't have 4K, then it means you're being shortchanged in terms of quality. And things like refresh rate, check if it's got HDMI cables in case you want to connect other devices like your computer or your games and stuff like that. So I suggest that every time you go into a shop, the specs, they can, because the sales rep can bamboozle you with specs. So just take your ChatGPT and AI and verify.
Is that where people should also look out for, you know, your software support, your picture processing, so that they can determine whether this product is going to last them or not?
Yes, that's it. So not just looking at the specs, also look at the reviews by other people who have bought this gadget, to see whether they are complaining about it, and to see whether they have had it for a long time, or their issues and stuff like that. And definitely, AI will help you in knowing whether the software is updated regularly, what is the picture processing quality, and how long it lasts. Because some TVs, after some time, they fade. I don't know if you've seen those TVs that starts having this rainbow thing coming up.
So yes.
It's like you have to close one eye just to watch TV, you know?
I suppose that's the nightmare a lot of people avoid by not going for, you know, the lesser known brands, and decide to stick with the old ones that have stood the test of time. So how important are operating systems, updates, and AI features when choosing a TV today?
So you find, I mean, with TVs, it's a bit better because there are about three or four major operating systems that you should check. Because there's one, there's Tizen, then there's Google TV, and WebOS, like I can't say other brands. But
sure.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But those three are the main operating systems. And check to see if they're using an operating system that is not in the norm. And then, yeah, you should worry about that. Make sure that it's an operating system that we know that has an app. And you can also check to see whether you can actually have an app store where you can download things. Because nowadays, without a smart TV, then it means you're being shortchanged.
Loud and clear. Thank you so much for your time. I think my takeaway from this conversation is that don't just rely on the salesperson, because they might be trying to chase targets. They might be trying to chase commission. What you should do with all the available platforms that we have today, you should just do the research on the spot and check what does this TV gets to offer. So that's how you can go about verifying some of the technical features, amongst many other things that the TV has. Edzai Zwabo is our tech expert.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.